Hello, my name is Casey Mora. I'm hail from Connecticut. Connecticut is a small state in Northeast America. Most of you probably haven't even heard of it. I've heard Texas, I've heard Ohio, I've heard all these big states, but here I am from Connecticut. But I'm just honored to be this morning, Mojo. You know, I have a quick message about Phil Knight. You know, I'm a huge fan of Nike. Like, I have the shoes, I have the hoodies, I have the shirts. But you know, when you hear people's stories, you usually hear it at the end. You know, you're hearing now Nike about, well, now it's worth $30 billion. Michael Jordan is a signed athlete. LeBron is a signed athlete. All these athletes, you know, Kevin Durant, all these top athletes, Cristiano Ronaldo. But you never hear about this story. And I'm here to tell you a little bit about Phil Knight. Right now I'm reading his book called Shoe Dog. Here he was, 24 years old, had his MBA, did 2 years in the Army, ran track at Oregon, got his undergrad at Oregon, got his MBA at Stanford. Stanford is a top school in the whole entire world. But here he was, 24 years old. He moved back in with his parents. He's laying down in his bedroom that he grew up in, and he's looking around, and he's like, wait a minute, there's more to life. There's more to life. And I was like, it's kind of like parallel to ACN. You know, you join ACN because you're like, there's more to life. You know, whether you have this, whether you're married, whether you're not married, whether you've had some sex, whether you've had some success, whether you haven't had some success, but you're joining the business because there's more to life. And that's exactly what he did. So here he's looking around the room. He's like, there's more to my life than this. So he goes, he takes a chance. He's like, you know what? I'm going to go to Japan. I'm going to meet this company, start selling some shoes for them. So they first, it's actually almost like ACN. So he goes to the first stop with him and his friend named Carter. They go to Hawaii. They're like, you know what? Forget about going to Japan. Let's stay here for a little bit. So they stay in Japan. Carter leaves. Carter meets a girl. And then Phil is like, you know what? There's more to this than just staying here in Hawaii. My goal is to go to Japan because I have this crazy idea. It says that in the book. I have a crazy idea of selling shoes. So Carter leaves him. Carter's like, you know what, man? You continue going on. I'm going to stay here in Hawaii with my girl. That's just like ACN, right? Somebody joins us. My story. My best friend joined like 5 days after I joined ACN. I never did anything, never got a customer, never got much, but he joined with me, right? And then he went to like a couple conventions with me, but that's about it. And that's like it. But till this day, we're the best of friends. I love him. He loves me. He supports me. I support him. But that's just the way the business is. You know, somebody joins with you and they run with you for a little bit, and they leave you. And some people tell you no from the beginning, like Miss Man Gabriel said. Her maid of honor has never joined the business. This one member hasn't joined the business. So many different stories just like that. So here they are, they're in Hawaii. Phil Knight's like, all right, you stay here, Carter, but I'm going to continue going on. I have a dream. I have a crazy idea. So he goes to Japan, meets this company. They connect. They're like, all right, I'm going to send you some shoes. But his whole thing was to go all over the world. Ironically enough, he even went to Nairobi, Kenya. Nairobi, Kenya is, ironically enough, that's where I was born. So he goes to Nairobi, Kenya. He goes to Egypt. He goes to Athens, Greece. He goes to all these. Athens, Greece is actually where he got the name Nike from, the Tower of Nike. So he goes to all these places. Then he comes back home. He's like, all right, Dad, the shoes come in. The shoes don't come in for like a year and a half. So he gets a job. Once again, just like ACN, you have an idea. I'm going to go SCP. I'm going to go RVP. I'm going to break records. I'm going to do this. I'm going to change my family. I remember when I joined ACN, I wrote down how I'm going to buy a Maserati. Maybe Miss Man Gable somewhere, somehow. Maybe she inspired me without even knowing that she did. I'm going to get a Maserati. I'm going to get this. I'm going to get that. And then you have all these dreams, and then they don't happen at the time that you expect it to happen. So you want to give up. So he comes back home. The shoes don't come in. So what does he do? He gets a job. What do we do when our dreams don't come true? We get a job. We start settling. We start saying, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. But no, he didn't stop. He kept on going. So a year and a half comes in. The shoes come in. Remember, in Hawaii, he was selling encyclopedias at one point, but he couldn't sell any of them. But these shoes, he started selling them outside of his trunk. He was selling them here. He was selling them there. And then I like this quote that he put. He said, people bought shoes from him because people saw their belief. And people seeing his belief, they wanted some of that belief themselves. Belief is irresistible. You know why I joined the business? Because of my mentor, Tina Githinji. Her belief was so irresistible. She just said, Casey, we're going to make it. Casey, we're going to be in the top of the charts. Casey, we're going to be doing calls. Casey, we're going to be doing this. And now we're doing it. Her belief was so irresistible. And that's exactly what happened to Phil Knight. His belief was so irresistible. He went through this obstacle. He went through that obstacle. But his belief was so irresistible that you couldn't deny it. And now he's Phil Knight. And his dad, who supported it, used to give him money for the trip, money for this, money for shoes. Guess what his dad used to tell him? Excuse my language, this is Gabriel, but he told him, stop jackassing around with these shoes. Those shoes are now Nike. Think about that. That's what people tell you in this business. They tell you, oh, this is a pyramid scheme. This is that. This is this. Get a government job. Get something secure. This is not secure. This is that. This is that. But you heard Miss Ann Gabriel's story a few weeks ago. This person passed away. That person passed away. But she had the time freedom. She had the personal freedom to go to California to spend time with her family, to go here, to go there. You've heard all those stories. You've heard the Donna Perkins story. You've heard Jim Lambright's story. So now it's our time. It's our time now to make our story. Phil Knight made his story. Jim Lambright's still writing his story. But when are we going to write our story? Are we just going to keep sitting back and just giving in and just saying, no, we're not going to make it. We're not going to believe, but we have to believe. And I'm going to leave you with this. He said, don't stop. Don't even think about stopping until you get there. And don't give much thought to where it is. Whatever comes, just don't stop. So ACN IBOs, you have a blessed, you have a great day, and don't stop. Because imagine if Phil Knight stopped. Imagine if Oren Solomon stopped. Imagine if Leanne Gabriel stopped. Imagine if Tina Gethenge stopped. I wouldn't be on this call with you here today. You have a blessed day. God bless.